The only thing that I remember is sitting down near my locker, feeling very dizzy, and then that was then blacked out, obviously. I remember a very brief stint in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, one of our paramedics talking to me, telling me to hang on. That was about the only words I heard until I woke up in the hospital.
Officer Kevin Zakluski says he suffered sudden cardiac arrest on Monday after he had just finished a workout in the station gym. That's when Officer Ryan Tabor heard the sound of labored breathing.
My locker is, as soon as you walk in, his locker is at the very far end of that, probably separated by 10 rows at least, and I had music playing as well. And I just, if anyone's ever heard that noise of labored breathing, you know what I'm talking about. It's very distinct once you've heard it. And I heard it, and at first I thought maybe it was somebody cleaning something, but as soon as I figured out what it was, I knew exactly what I didn't want to find.
Tabor says that's when Captain Frank McNamara and Detective Thomas Oswald came running to assist. Tabor and McNamara began chest compressions while Oswald went to get the AED machine. The three worked on their fellow officer until paramedics arrived. Zakluski says it's going to take several weeks to recover, but the action taken by the three men is the reason he's alive today.
I just wanted to send out a heartfelt thank you to everybody that was involved. My family and I are eternally grateful for the decisive actions that they took that day, which ultimately saved my life. You stand up here and you realize that God has a plan for you, and I'm just glad that my brothers that I work with day to day are a part of that plan, and I can't thank them enough.
The four Tonawanda police officers are now urging everyone to learn CPR and AED. They say it could mean the difference between life and death for a loved one. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.